The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. In the seminary, during prayer time, one seminarian saw another seminarian smoking. Yes, wow. So he goes up to him and said, "How come you're smoking during prayer time?" "I asked the master whether I could smoke, and he said, 'No, you can't.'" The other seminarian said, "What did you ask him?" "I asked him whether I could smoke during prayer." This seminarian who was smoking said, "Oh, that's the problem." So this other seminarian asked him, "What did you ask him?" And he said, "No, I asked him, 'Can I pray while I smoke?'" My dear brothers and sisters, rules and regulations are all there for a purpose. Dogma and doctrine is there for a purpose. But we need to go beyond rules and regulations and understand the spirit behind them. Otherwise, we'd be caught up in semantics and just trying to follow a rule for its rule's sake. We have just finished Lent, and very often the topic arises, does the church say no eating meat the full length, or is it only on Fridays? Or once again, we know that a lot of people today are either vegetarian or vegan and don't eat meat at all. Can they say, "Oh, I am fulfilling the church's condition of not eating meat"? I'm sure none of us would agree to that, because the spirit behind that rule is for us to do something, some sort of sacrifice that helps us to develop our faith and our strength and our patience. So maybe for a person who does not eat meat, they might decide to cut down on ice cream or maybe chocolate, or maybe watch 3 less episodes on Netflix. the spirit behind the rules. And once we know the spirit, then after St. Paul said, love and do what you want. And so all the rules, regulations, doctrine, dogma come with this understanding that ultimately they are meant for us to grow in love. Love of God, love of human beings. In today's first reading, we see this clash where some of the apostles felt that circumcision is a must for all the new converts. And then, through the discernment of the Spirit, they come to the conclusion that no, it is not necessary for the Gentiles to be circumcised in order to become Christian. But you can see the conflict going on between all people of goodwill there at that time. And finally, it was the Holy Spirit which enlightened them, even though the textbook or the early old Hebrew Bible would have said circumcision is required. Maybe we need to apply this to our everyday life. Because sometimes one can get so fundamental about the Bible and say, oh, it is written in the Bible. Of course it is written in the Bible, but the Bible always stands together with the Holy Spirit. And therefore, many things that were there in the Bible we don't practice today. Slavery was recognized there. There is so many images of slave and master. But today we apply that only to God. There's also St. Paul saying that everyone should wear a veil in church, or at least the women. And we know that that was a cultural context. But it is thanks to the gift of the Holy Spirit that we are able to move forward and not get stuck. And so the second part of today's gospel tells us exactly that. Jesus says, I am going away, but I'm going to send you the advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will guide you. And therefore, as we prepare for the feast of the Pentecost in 2 weeks' time, let us truly pray that we use the gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives every day for every decision that we have to take, whether small or big, because the Holy Spirit is accessible at a moment's notice. I'd like that all of us get combined with the Holy Spirit deep within us, and the fruit of that would be the next part of today's gospel. Peace. Peace I give you. Peace I leave with you. And when peace comes, we come to the last part of today's gospel. Do not be afraid. Do not be worried. We are going through difficult times. We thought we were almost out of the pandemic. And yet we know that that may not exactly be true. But the pandemic is just one thing. There is the war in Ukraine. There is also, someone said, you know, the most expensive place that I visited, and all the years pricked up, the gas station. We are battling uncertain times. We need tools and techniques to be able to face these times. And therefore, it is the Holy Spirit that guides us. I'd like to offer you this simple prayer. And we can do it meditatively. You may close your eyes, but come, Holy Spirit, as you breathe in, I surrender all as you breathe out. The Bible recognizes the close connection between the Spirit and our breath. Right from Genesis, God breathed life into the human being. And the song, hymn is very simple. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. Come with thy strength and thy power. Come in thy own gentle way. As I sing it for you, when you get the tune, I invite you to join in. And at the end of this prayer, let us continue to remain in silence and pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's very simple. In the next 2 weeks, let us just say the simple prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. And that would be a great preparation for the Pentecost. I repeat the words once again, and when you get the tune, I invite you to join in. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. Come with thy strength and thy power. Come in thy own gentle way.
Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. Come with thy strength and thy power. Come in thy own gentle way.
Together.
Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. Come with thy strength and thy power. Come in thy own gentle way.
As a community, come, Holy Spirit, we need you.
Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Come with thy strength and thy power. Come in thy own gentle way.
Let us remain in silence and feel the presence of the Spirit on us.